Lynn has inspiration for our young people. Thank you, Lynn.
Do you want to finish?
Yeah,
I do. Do I finish?
I do.
Just move the stick over.
Please. Where do you want it? Anything else I can get?
Oh, no, we'll get it. Hey, anyone wanting to be involved in this morning's children's talk or left to come closer? I didn't want tea, but what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, Hayden? Is that my dad? It might be a picture of my dad, but is that really my dad? No, my dad is not that skinny. My dad is taller than that, and he doesn't have green feet. That's probably, yeah, no. However, he does smile like that. A lot, and he would like those chocolates if he wasn't on a cruise somewhere near China. So he couldn't be here today. But it says in the Bible, and it's been mentioned a few times today, about honour your mother and father. What does that mean? What does that honour word mean? Do you know? Love them. That's a great definition. Yep. And how do you love somebody? How do you show you love them? You've been kind, yep. Yep, what do you do for your dad that you show that you love him?
I tell him.
You tell him. Yes, good. I don't think I should tell that one. That might be a very comfortable experience, but yes, my dad has got two arms as well, a cuddle as well. And so when I see him next, I will tell him. Yeah, all right. But sometimes my dad was like that a wee bit when I was growing up, because he was very busy. He was a doctor, and would come home at night and he would sit in the chair and he would read his newspaper, and then he'd sort of stop shuffling the pages and stop doing anything, fall asleep. But anyway, he would wake up. But if I were to talk to my dad when he was reading the paper, and I'd sometimes get Because your dad sometimes, isn't it? He's too busy sometimes, and he just carries on doing what he's doing. We had, at school, we had John Parsons this week, who teaches children about being safe online. And he was saying that that the new crisis these days is children in the same room as their parents, but the parents really not in the same room as them with their devices. And it was really sobering hearing the kids say to John Parsons what they would say to their dad if he could hear them and not be on their device or their mum. So it was food for thought. Sometimes, a little bit, I mean, if we're honouring our mum and dad and we show that we love them, that's what we're supposed to do. And I thought about that sometimes. It's a wee bit like that with God. God can be over there and we might know that he's there, but it's like a representation of who God is. And the main word that comes to mind with dads and mums starts with R. It's a long one. It's got 12 letters. Do you know what it might be, Cynthia? No, good try. If you're in a family and you've got lots of cousins and all that, you've got lots of relations. So stretch that word out a bit. I can't do that with my dad. That's not a real relationship. That's right, it's not. So, you know, it's all about relationship and families, isn't it? Honouring mum and dad is being honest and loving them, and it's the same with God. He wants us to be in his family and honour, show love to him and his family as well. It's a good message to remember. I might open those chocolates after church if anyone wants them. We can enjoy a relationship together.
Let's just pray.
God, thank you that you put us in families. Thank you for our dads, especially today. But thank you that overall you are our heavenly dad and you've put us in a big family with lots of members that we may not know or may not even be aware that they exist. But Lord, the people right around us this morning are in that same family, and I pray that you would help us to show that honour and respect to each one as well. In Jesus' name, amen. And if Dad was here, he would listen to your message because they do go to church, so...
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, children. Charlotte's got some goodies there for you.